The Race for Education is still going on without the race, but still all the fundraising. Taryn Crawford stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of The Post Podcast. So we want to talk about this Race for Education because this is a big fundraiser for the school there. And with the COVID-19 precautions in place, you had to shift it up quite a bit, right?
Yes. At Holy Family Elementary, the Race for Education is one of our biggest fundraisers, and the kids love it. And typically, it's a fitness-inspired event where the kids run around a track for an hour, and people donate based on how many laps each kid runs. Well, this year, we've had to switch it up since we're, A, not in school, but B, we're not supposed to be gathering. And so this year, we changed it to a kindness-inspiring event. And so what we've asked the kids to do is do acts of kindness. And that's what we're asking people to support with their donations, is these kids going out and doing these acts of kindness. And we just asked for a flat donation this year. And we have had donations rolling in. So we've been really excited that we've been able to move forward with this event. It's our 15th annual time doing it. And so it looks different, but it's still helping us raise vital funds for the school.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, and I don't know a lot about the operations there, but I'm thinking fundraising is a significant portion of their operating revenue, right?
Absolutely. Our fundraisers aren't, there's three big fundraisers at Holy Family Elementary, the Chili Supper, the Race for Education, and the Red Wheel. And so it's one of the big three, we call it. And they budget it to run the school, to keep the lights on, it's used for operating expenses. It's not for extra play equipment. It's used to keep the school running. And so it's imperative that we get those funds coming in. And so we're just really excited that the kids have really jumped on the new program that we've set up. So actually, what the kids are doing, once they fill out their acts of kindness, we sent them home colored slips of paper that they're able to write those acts of kindness on, and we're asking them to weave them into the fence. So if people that have donated or have had us in their thoughts and prayers want to drive by Holy Family Elementary, they can see on the fence little slips of paper that are woven into the fence, and those are the acts of kindness that our kids are going around and doing. So it's really neat. And also, if there's people that aren't getting out and, you know, driving by the school to look, the acts of kindness are being recorded. Parents are sending in videos and pictures of their kids performing their acts of kindness and posting them on the Holy Family Elementary Facebook page. And there have been slew of fun acts of kindness coming in. There's been things like one student had took donuts to the maintenance at Hayes Med, the maintenance crew. Donations to the Blessing Box at St. Nick's, donations to the pet pantry. There's been lots of baking for friends, gift giving, prayerful acts, being very prayerful while they're doing these things. And so we're just excited about it. Something that could have been pretty detrimental or tragic for us has really turned into something I think that's brought our faith community together for our school.
Yeah, it sounds like a really cool project. And, not to discourage the previous iterations where they're doing the walk thing, but this actually sounds like it could be a shift in this program that's highly successful to me.
Well, yeah, it could potentially be. Obviously we hope it doesn't have to be. We hope that we get back to as much normalcy as we can while we're at the school and we are able to do something that, the kids really enjoyed that fitness aspect of it. And it was like kind of a fun day for them to get out and be able to run with friends and stuff. But yeah, definitely any modification that works, we'll take it in if it's going in a positive direction. Right.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And the fitness piece I'm sure is important as well, but you got to adjust to the times. Hopefully the kiddos are actually getting some running around time while they're at home. I know mine are.
Right. And that was, when we were actually, we send out flyers. The kids give us who they would like us to send letters to. So the kids actually provide us names and addresses of people that they want to send them to. So they send them to aunts and uncles and godparents and grandparents and friends. And so potentially money can be coming from all over the United States in donations. And so they get us those names of people that they would like us to send letters to for them. And when we send those letters out, you know, we're obviously just hoping that people understand what we're asking for. But we also, if it's just prayers and thoughts, we take those in too. So.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, and I think this is one thing we talk about a lot on this Catholic Schools Report, the sense of community there at Holy Family Elementary, as well as TMP Marion. It's just amazing. Everybody works together and seems to want to support, you know, not only the education piece, but the community piece as well.
Agreed. Agreed. Yes. And so we really, when we were getting this set to getting this all set up, we thought we weren't even for sure. The letters were getting ready to be sent out. We had them, the draft set up, and it was getting ready to be sent out like it normally would, and school got canceled. And we had this moment of, do we just send it out and figure it out from then, or we have a moment where we can pause? And we gave ourselves a couple days to regroup and figure it out, and we were so glad that we had that, and we were able to make it into something that I think has turned into a really, you know, a big deal, because it could have just been a race that the kids ended up doing at home, but it's turned into something that I think parents and kids and donors can get on board with.
Yeah, for sure. I'm wondering, you know, outside of the letters that were sent to folks, if somebody in the community wants to get involved, wants to donate, what's the best way for them to go about doing that?
Absolutely. They can call the office at Holy Family and leave a message there, and we can get a donation letter sent to them. Or even, I mean, if they have the address, you can send a donation directly in through that. Just, you know, write a check. You can put Race for Education in the memo line, and they will make sure you get a receipt.
Okay, cool. Do they have any, do the students have, you know, just to kind of clarify this, like, I'm trying to think of the word, but like, you know, a personal reward, you know, is there like prizes for the kiddos for the highest fundraiser or anything like that?
There used to be prizes when it was set up differently. There was basically based on how many names that they returned to us or how many new names they returned to us. So if they returned names by a certain date, they got a fruit snack. If they returned, you know, a number of names, let's say 10 names, they got a homework pass. If they returned 5 new names, they would get a cookie pass. That had to be changed this year because those things were getting doled out during spring break and then school got canceled.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see if those are going to get, if they'll be able to use those next year. But typically they do get rewarded on, you know, just getting us names back. And then we would reward each class, you know, who had the most laps. Well, this year there's not going to be most laps.
Yeah, a little different kind of outcomes because of the everything being shut down.
Right.
Okay, well, Taryn, we're about out of time, but anything else you think people need to know about this program before we go?
You know, I just want to reiterate how thankful we are for the community that we live in. We appreciate, like I said, it's not even about just money donations. It's about the thoughts and prayers that people are giving us and positivity that we receive. And so we just appreciate all of that. And I just want people to know, you know, the school, these funds are so important, and any little bit that people can contribute, we appreciate.